This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you can dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And with you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So I want to continue the discussion here that we started in the last hour. Actually had a question come in from the Discord chat about it. We had a guy call in from, actually he was watching us on Twitch. You can watch our web stream in HD on Twitch over at twitch.lrn.fm. Great website for streaming, so we're glad to be there. But one of our listeners called from Twitch, and he said, well, what about the Libertarians taking over the Republican Party? You know, is that a viable option? And, of course, I think we all agree that no, it's not a viable option. So that much we all...
Not on a national level, that's for certain.
Right, we all agree on. In New Hampshire, we have seen, I would say, some level of success with Libertarians actually taking over the Republican Party. It hasn't happened yet, but some people have successfully infiltrated the Republicans, and they've gone to their meetings. Mark, you're one of these delegates.
What do you mean? Libertarians did take over the Republican Party. We have a Libertarian president right now. Trump.
No.
A Libertarian. Right? That's what all the Libertarians are saying.
Not
right?
All
there's
of the
so
Libertarians.
Many, there's all of the Libertarians are saying that Trump is a Libertarian.
No,
right?
No. Not right? All of the Libertarians. There's some pseudo-libertarian types that have said that Trump is Libertarian.
Let's hire a torturer to be the director of the CIA because it's Libertarian.
See, this is the problem with the sort of generalizing of the term Libertarian, where people like Mark are responsible for this, because they'll say, oh, well, as long as you like small government in some areas, you're a Libertarian. And so it doesn't matter whether they believe in non-aggression, which is, of course, the bedrock principle of libertarianism. That is the statement that people have to sign in order to join the Libertarian Party. That doesn't matter to people. So you get all these half-assed libertarians that, you know, wouldn't know the non-aggression principle if they saw it.
Well, they did have to, if they're party members, they had to sign it.
I'm sorry, you guys are both talking at the same
time. If they're a party member, they had to sign the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, but it means nothing to a bunch of the people
who signed
it,
obviously. That's the problem with the Libertarian Party. If they're not having little classes to teach their little new members exactly what they've signed when they sign the statement of intent or whatever they call that.
So people can't read is what you're saying? They can't comprehend what they're signing?
Because
I understood it when I signed it.
You didn't entirely.
Actually, yes, I did.
No,
were you there? Were you there
I have been on the show
I've met
with you
yet,
since
actually.
2002.
Yeah, I joined the Libertarian Party in 1998. When did you get out of prison?
And 1998.
Yeah.
And
you didn't know
I
me
have
that.
Watched your evolution. You were not a full-on voluntarist when we started this program.
Actually, when I signed the statement, I did understand what it meant because I knew that I would have to advocate for non-aggression in every single issue, every single time. And that is how I changed my mind on the immigration issue, which is one of the issues I was confused about in the early days. So, you know, if you sign the statement and then you move in that direction, that's great. But if you sign that statement and then you continue to advocate for aggression, especially if you run for a political office, that's a problem and you don't belong doing those things in the Libertarian Party. But anyway, to go back to the question in the chat room, because Mark, you had said on the air that you believe that our caller should get rich and then leave the United States.
Yes.
Right? That was the
best path to freedom.
Okay. So the problem
the United States is a great place to make money.
Sure.
But it's not a particularly free place if you can know what the government's going to do a little bit better. Here, and if you're from here, you sort of know the ins and outs, you know, better than most are going to know them. But ultimately, if you make enough money that you can go live in a South American country like a king, why would you stay here?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why people would stay here. For instance, maybe they've got family, maybe they've got a career here that's important to them that they can't match in the South American country.
I did say get rich and leave. I didn't say, if you're going to spend if you're going to spend time in the United States, spend it making money. Don't spend it fighting with politicians and bureaucrats for freedom that you're already owed. It's like a 17-year-old. Suck it up for six more months, and you'll be able to leave rather than fighting for emancipation and all the other things that come with it.
So, Mark, you know, that's a nice idea, but the average person is probably not going to be able to follow that advice, right?
Because lots of people move to Belize and lots of different places upon retirement. It happens.
Yeah. So now you're talking about stay until you're 65 or something like that and then leave? Look, my point
work
here
harder
is...
and retire at 50.
Okay. My point here is for you to just sit there and say, well, just get rich and leave, is something that is not an easily duplicatable thing for people to do. It is the sort of the syndrome of, well...
Start with it. Just get rich. That doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah. That's the problem, Mark, is you're advocating something that is not easily duplicatable by the average person.
It depends on what you consider rich and what the listener considers rich.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And what is considered rich in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
Okay? You and I stood on the porch of a friend of ours who rents her apartment for $1,100, and that includes the maid and the amount she spends for a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched whales breach over the most scenic view I've ever seen in my life in Acapulco, Mexico.
Yeah, that's right.
$1,100
remotely
won't get you a crappy two-bedroom apartment in Keene with broken heat.
Uh-huh. I understand that.
There's a difference here.
Right.
So what I'm saying is...
She's not retired, though, although she could, I think. She said she's made quite a bit...
she's making money over the Internet, and
yeah.
That's...
So she's able to work remotely. Everybody has the skills that are necessary to be able to work remotely. And so, again, what I hear from you is this sort of syndrome of the person who has made it. You have had success. You've done very well with yourself on your radio show, and you have the ability, thanks to cryptocurrency, for instance, to be able to go anywhere in the world, go to some South American country, and you could quit doing Free Talk Live, and you'd probably be all right. For a while. If you did that. The average person is not in a position to do that. And so I don't find it useful, your suggestion. It's very full of yourself, in my opinion.
You'll do more to make yourself free by making money than you will do by fighting politicians and bureaucrats.
I agree. Fighting people is not going to get you
anywhere. That's all the libertarians and that's all the Free State Project offer. That's it. Come here with us.
So the question
stand like a doomed army of Spartans as the hordes roll across us, and every issue,
and then
every time, lose.
Is go down to... No, that's not true. There have been plenty of issues where the activists here have won, and we've seen lots of progress. People have been getting elected. Pro-liberty legislation has gone through, and anti-freedom legislation has been stopped. Not all of it, but many of the bills have absolutely been stopped. Maybe you don't pay close enough attention, but we have a co-host. His name's Daryl Perry. He's there regularly at the State House, and he reports on many of these successes.
How's that income tax coming up there?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that.
Last I saw, it had gotten voted through, and they're sort of just agreeing on the principle of how it's going to be done. I mean,
you're talking about
liberty activist
tax. It's not really the same thing as an income tax.
It's a withholding tax. You're right.
But
it functions the same as what people call an income tax.
There's some sort of an opt-out provision. But regardless, I don't know what the latest on that is, Mark. You're just citing one example of something that may not be a success. But there are plenty of successes here. The libertarians here in New Hampshire have had countless successes. We've gone over them frequently here on the air and over at freekeen.com. And Daryl's got them over at libertylobby.info. And we can't possibly catalog them all because we're not involved in every single activist movement here in New Hampshire. But the fact that you're jaded and that you're cynical, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not jaded or cynical.
Yes, you are.
No,
you are acting like there's
you
no
have
hope.
Not
you're acting like you just need to run off into the wilderness on some island or whatever.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Your time will be best spent making money, whether you intend to leave the United States or not. The money will make you more free than fighting government bureaucrats will.
Sure, I get what you're saying there.
If you're dying to fight government bureaucrats, New Hampshire's the place for you because you'll have a bunch of people to do it with you. But you will admit the vast majority of people move here and don't do anything. Or if they do something, they spend their time trying to eviscerate those that do.
Because I don't know what people do, Mark. I don't pay attention to what all those people do.
You can't possibly pay
attention. And I don't know what they do because they don't necessarily talk about it publicly.
They're not,
so there's all
they don't
kinds
even
of
reveal
things
themselves.
That are going on. I mean, you are clearly jaded. You're clearly cynical. You're just like so many people who've moved here who didn't give it enough time and then they end up and leave.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
to your credit, you've given it a decade. But it is a lifetime project, and it's fine. If you want to cut and run, that's fine.
I'm not running.
But don't tell me that there's not going to be oppressive governments everywhere else in the world where you end up. More coming up
What's
here in a moment.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
the airwaves here at 855-450. Free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Zencash.com is where you can go to learn about the cryptocurrency that started in 2017 and was created by Volitrists, people that actually understand freedom, people that love liberty, people that understand economics. Volitrism. These are people that actually wrote Volitrism into the white paper of Zencash. And Zencash also has some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge proofs. So they've got anonymity built right in from the very beginning of Zencash that you can use to easily send money and messages around the globe. They've got over 7,500 secure nodes, and Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency as a result. So it's very, very strong because of that. It's a great platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, and you can go and learn more over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. So the question that I actually never got to, Mark, was from Free Healthcare in the chat room, who's one of our amplifiers.
Free Healthcare. All right.
He or she says, Mark, should people not even bother moving to New Hampshire then? Given that your advice has been get rich and leave the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's lots of reasons to move to New Hampshire. New Hampshire's, it's been voted a great place to raise your kids. It is, people who like snow sports. It's going to be pretty good for you. Places to go skiing just around the corner. There's all kinds of good reasons to move to New Hampshire. And what I think that New Hampshire has that most places around the world that you might find more freedom than New Hampshire. If you're going to stay in the United States, New Hampshire is probably a pretty good choice. But most you can find more freedom elsewhere. For instance, income tax. The United States tells you you've got to pay income tax. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You could be in Antarctica. And they're going to say, well, yep, you owe us, presuming you make enough money. And so they have all these criteria and that sort of thing. There's no other government in the world that does that. So if you want to be, have that yoke thrown off, it's not like New Hampshire is going to secede from the Union next week or anything like that. If it was, by God, then yeah. You'd get all my advocation. But it looks to me like the liberty activists here that are doing something have one liberty activist chewing on one ankle and a government bureaucrat chewing on the other. It's amazing they can get anything done. They've got to fight for everything they get. And at some point or another, you're going to lose interest in that. And I just say
saying you're burnt out. Is what you're saying.
I'm saying that everybody's going to get burnt out at some point. And
I see it happen a lot. There's no doubt about it.
The
best
way you can use your time and energy is to make money for mm-hmm. yourself and your family so that you can right. have more freedom in your life rather than sacrificing that earning potential time.
Everybody's
the
got
best
their priorities.
Point in your life yeah. to go out and fight for people who don't want freedom from you, who will do everything to set traps and snares for you along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why sacrifice for those people?
So what I'm hearing from you is you're very jaded, you're very cynical about the liberty movement in general. You see it more as an infighting thing, that there's not really much that's being accomplished, so why bother even trying?
What's being accomplished on the national level?
I don't care about the national level.
I asked a question, though.
I don't think much is being accomplished there.
Okay, so we can agree.
It's too hard to change that.
On the national level,
yeah, I believe
nothing is being accomplished.
Right, I quit the Libertarian Party in 2008, so I haven't been involved in any kind of national level anything for a decade of my life at this point, because I'm focusing here in New Hampshire, where we actually are having an impact, where our efforts are making a difference. And yeah, when you get thousands of libertarians together in the same place, gee, guess what? They don't all agree with one another. Huh. Imagine that. You know what? That's true also of other groups of people, whether it be religions that end up having schisms.
I didn't claim that it wasn't, Ian.
Whatever. Right, you're just citing all these reasons why it's frustrating to you. And I get it. It is frustrating. Humans can be very frustrating creatures. There's no doubt about it. And it's certainly true that not everybody wants to be free, and that changing the political systems are not easy things to do. But you get in here on the show and talk about issues. Well, why are you even bothering with that? I mean, if people don't care enough to do anything to your liking, why are you even bothering to talk about these issues? Why not just forget it entirely and just go pay attention to living on a beach somewhere?
I think that spreading the ideas of liberty, talking to people, it takes a great deal of commitment for somebody to pick up and move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I'm going to convince 100 people to the ideas of liberty before I convince one person to pick up and move to New Hampshire. That person's going to pick up and move to New Hampshire, and then they're going to see how things are here.
But what good does it do?
And half of them are going to leave.
What good does it do if you convince 100 people to the ideas of liberty, and then you tell them, you know what, forget about those ideas. Just go make money and, move out of the United States.
Yeah, you've got to talk to your friends and family on a regular basis. There needs to be a groundswell of these ideas at some point, right? I mean,
you don't seem to care. You're saying leave. You're saying forget about it. You're saying just go live on a beach somewhere. Get rich.
The ground had to be laid for slavery to be eliminated in this world.
Yeah, there's a lot of
slavery.
People who worked on that, right?
People ended up dying.
People ended up getting tortured.
In a bunch of different areas. They didn't have to go to one place to do it.
People ended up getting kidnapped. There was a lot of effort that had to be put in there. A lot of fighting had to go into that. I don't like the idea of fighting, but at the same time, I like the idea of people being left alone, and if somebody's not going to leave them alone, I think it's a good idea to stand up for those other people and to stand up for yourself. If they don't want you to, then that's fine. You can go on about your business. But if they do want the help, if they are interested in learning about their rights, I think that it's a good thing to teach them those things. It's a good thing to contribute information to people who could use that information. And I think that the things that can be done should be things that are duplicatable, that the average person can do something like move to New Hampshire. They can't just all of a sudden get rich and move to some island nation. So to me, what you're suggesting is not useful.
I didn't claim people need to get rich.
I'm pretty sure he said that, didn't he,
okay.
Johnson?
You're acting like that, right? You're using the terminology
Johnson's
rich.
Nodding, by
No, nobody can get rich, okay?
Huh?
People can make enough money to retire in a South American country.
Yeah.
More
Meanwhile,
so than they
don't
can...
do anything. Don't lift a finger to improve the freedom
don't
situation where you
Don't waste your time. Do not throw your pearls to swine. That's what I'm saying. Over and over again.
Everybody else as swine is what you're saying.
The people that look, man. What I can tell you is there are liberty-oriented people and non-liberty-oriented people, and there's a lot more non-liberty-oriented people than liberty-oriented people. Of those liberty-oriented people,
that's why we
the vast majority of them.
That's why we're concentrating
of the liberty-oriented people. The vast majority of them will not pick up and move to New Hampshire.
That's right. It's too bad.
Of the ones that do move here, half of them leave at least.
And it's too bad.
And of the ones that stay, I'm not done yet. Yeah. Of the ones that stay, a good portion of them will spend their time attempting to undermine everything that somebody does to get things done, which leaves a very small cadre of people who are attempting to get things done.
That's why we need thousands more libertarians to move to New Hampshire, so 20% of them can be the doers. That's right. And now we've had a couple thousand people move, and there are
more are still here
who are coming on the way. I don't know, Mark. There are people who have
left. That's because the people who keep the list lie.
And unfortunately, the people who've left too soon. If they'd stuck around, we'd have been able to win even more. If they'd stuck with it, they would have seen their dreams become reality. There was one guy who came here. He was a songwriter. He wanted to see people singing his songs. Well, guess what? It happened 6 months after he threw up his hands in frustration and left. So his vision was coming to reality. He would have been able to see it if he just stuck it out. Instead, he ran back home to Oklahoma, where he'll probably die. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm, or join us in the Discord on-air call-in line at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So we're talking about the libertarian movement. It sounds like Mark is basically giving up. He's saying, forget about working towards freedom. Just go ahead and get rich and move to some island nation or Mexico or some other place, Nicaragua, where you can live cheap and live large.
Worry about your own freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about other people's freedom, because your version of freedom...
Well, worrying about it isn't going to make any difference. You have to do things if you want to make a difference.
Your version of freedom isn't going to match with their version of freedom anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to get these...
When did you stop caring?
What do you mean, when did I stop caring?
I don't know. About freedom.
I still fight, do the sales for the largest libertarian mouthpiece in the world.
Good for you. That's
great. Make it so that this show's possible.
No, we'd keep going without you.
Now you would.
I guarantee you.
Now you would.
Would have in the past, too. So anyway, when did you stop caring?
It's not that I don't care, buddy.
Because you're not willing to do anything about
the ideas
right?
of liberty.
Mm-hmm. But you're actually telling people to not do anything about it. So what good does spreading the ideas do if you're telling people, hey, don't bother lifting a finger to do anything, because you should be working instead so you can make more money, so you can move out of the United States and move to some island nation.
It just seems like better advice to me.
I don't know about that, actually, what you're saying. So if you're telling somebody to do things for liberty for themselves and not do things for liberty for other people, I feel like that's a better message than.
But he's not saying do things for liberty. He's saying try to just avoid being coerced by moving to some other island nation after you get really wealthy.
If that's the best strategy, shouldn't you take it?
Hey, like I said, if that's what you want to do, cool, man. Go live on an island nation. But don't act like you're going to help make the world more free by doing
that. But in a way, aren't you? What you're saying is, I'm just saying, like, unfortunately, the reality is if you're giving, if that's the way to give yourself the most freedom, shouldn't, and you are trying to convince other people of being free in their lives, isn't that the best argument that you could possibly make to tell someone to do what they're going to do to ultimately be as free as they can possibly be free in their own lives rather than
if you don't care about what happens to anybody else, then go for it, man. But for me, I care when I see other people being abused, and because I can put myself in those people's shoes and say, you know, I wouldn't want to be abused like that person's being abused. Maybe there's something I could do to help
that
situation.
But in other words, what you're saying to Mark, though, is kind of contradictory in a way, because you're saying that a certain the people who are aware of liberty, the people who are most aware of liberty, should stay and take that abuse.
No, I didn't say that at all. I said you should do something about it.
But if you care about taking the abuse, I mean, do you still pay U.S. taxes?
What?
Do you pay U.S. taxes?
I have a cell phone bill, so there's a tax there.
Sounds like you're taking the abuse, man. Why are you sending money to this behemoth which destroys people's lives? I mean, there's
because
the United States government has killed a million people since 2000. World War II.
Right.
Thanks for your tax dollars, citizen.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll just print more out anyway. It doesn't matter whether I.
Oh, so it doesn't matter what you do.
No, I'm saying it does matter what you do.
Good things you do matter, the bad things you do don't.
Well, if you do more good than you do bad, then yeah, I'd say on the scale that matters.
Deprive the United States government of as many taxes as you can.
I do. In fact, I haven't paid federal income taxes since 2004, so don't you try to put me up against that wall, because it's not going to work.
You don't pay federal income tax.
That's correct, and that's probably the biggest one. So that's a huge thing.
Since that amount of time, I've probably paid about as many federal income tax dollars as you have.
Okay, so what?
I'm just saying. You know?
I don't know what you're saying. What it sounds like you're saying is don't lift a finger to help the world situation when it comes to
stop throwing your life away.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is doing other things for people's freedom in the world is throwing your life away. And if that's how you feel, that's your life, man. You can have whatever life you want. But for me, I don't want to just stand by idly and go hide in some island nation, because I can tell you, whatever island nation you end up moving towards, or whatever other, you know, nation you end up moving towards, that government there is also hurting people. That government there is also oppressing maybe only its people, maybe not people around the rest of the world, but you better believe they're oppressing their own people. That's what they do. They're a government.
That's what states do.
If you
want to
go there
do.
And ignore that, because that's what you'd have to do, because there's very little that you, gringo, would be able to do in a situation like
that. It's much as true, but one might say the same about New Hampshire. I mean, you get into this reductum argument anywhere you go, right? Like, I just had it today. A friend of mine went to Puerto Rico. Apparently, there's some kind of crypto event there, and somebody got on, quote-unquote friend of theirs on Facebook, got on and began saying, gringo, go home, and was, you know, terrible to them about it. And I'm like, whoa, hold, you need to chill out here. These are terrible things you're saying. They sound really racist. And this person's like, I can't be racist. I'm not white. And then, you know, a whole variety of things. I'm like, look, people moved to my hometown and they voted the way they wanted to vote. And they did the things. Your hometown doesn't count. I'm talking about Puerto Rico. Right? Like, you know, and this person's an obvious lunatic. But this line of thinking is pervasive throughout humans. And it's like, you know, I've been here longer than you. And if I haven't been here longer than you, my parents have been here longer than you. And they haven't been here longer than my grandparents. At some point or another, we've all been here longer, you know, in this one particular spot. Somebody's
right,
been here longer.
And people are very geographic centered.
And they love to talk about that stuff here in New Hampshire. They say things like, you know, they don't want you here.
Flatlander.
Get out. I've had a woman look me in the face right across the lunch table and say, I wish you'd have never come here and I wish you'd leave. Right. So, just look me right
so
in the
your
face.
Advice to people during the South and Jim Crow laws would have been, hey, just make a bunch of money and leave.
Look,
don't bother standing
I
up
would
for,
say to a slave
yourself.
In the South, if you could put together the money to buy your own freedom, get the F out of there.
How are they going
to
do that, dude? They're a slave.
They did it all the time. Read some history.
Uh-huh.
It happened all the time.
How did they put together money?
They would win gambling.
Well, a lot of the slave owners actually paid slaves a meager wage.
Yeah, it's true. They would get money from their masters. Mm-hmm. They would get money from other places where they were put
and
to
hey,
work.
You know, if it's true what Roger Ver is trying to do, and like if he can actually get a government to sell a plot of land.
You're talking about the freesocieties.org, I believe.
Freesociety.org. If he can actually get a government to sell a plot of land to a bunch of libertarians
I am
and
working
then
on
leave
that.
Them alone. I'll believe it when I see it, if that actually happens.
Oh, you want them to go about getting that done for you and then you'll move? How many times have I heard that, Ian? What if I told you, you make New Hampshire free and I'll move back? How would you feel?
I really don't care what you do. It's your life. You can do whatever you want, man. But my point there is the plot is to go and take over a plot of land, buy it from a government.
Well, to buy a plot of land
and
from a government.
And be left alone.
Buy a modal title, like was done with Monaco. The history of Monaco is testimony that this can be done. The history of New Hampshire, there is no testimony that it can be done. So you can buy a
piece Monaco of land. Thing is an interesting claim. I mean, that's interesting. I'm curious to see how that
someone
pans
bought
out.
A modal title from France and created their own nation.
But
it's not that amazing.
But as far as
money.
That's concerned, you know, the idea of concentrating activism in one place, again, something that pretty much anybody can do. Anybody who wants to in the United States can move to New Hampshire. That's
sure.
not a problem. Moving to some island nation, which hasn't even been chosen yet. I mean, sorry, Mark, there's nobody that can get involved in that particular plot at this point because there's nothing public
there's a,
about
there's
it.
There's an email list you can go at freesociety.org.
I think I signed up for that, Mark, when I first heard about
emails
it.
Coming out of there.
So don't act like I'm not interested or curious about it.
I'm not acting like you're not.
But you're acting like I'm not doing anything about it, and there's nothing
no,
I can do
what
about
I'm
it.
Saying
I'm a skeptic.
Is the terminology that you used when you talked about it sounded very much like somebody who would say, you fix the pot problem in New Hampshire, I'll move. You fix the cop problem in New Hampshire, I'll move. You fix whatever particular problem
there's
they
a difference,
want to fix.
I see what you're saying. But it's a different situation. Here we're asking people to move and get active. There you're asking people to just move to some supposed free place that doesn't yet exist. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Any way you slice it, there's going to be work that has to be done. Unless you just want to try to get away from it all, which again, if that's what you want, then by all means, go and enjoy your life. But don't pretend like liberty matters outside of your own self. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is a stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Dissension within the ranks. Mark is jaded. He's cynical. He's schisming away from the idea of moving libertarians to New Hampshire so we can get active, so we can have some form of freedom in our lifetime. And the fact is, it's working, Mark. I mean, whether or not it's working fast enough for some people is another question. The libertarian movement here in New Hampshire has had unprecedented successes when compared with the libertarian movement elsewhere.
Liberty in your great, 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 great grandchildren's lifetime.
It's a long-term project. These things take time. Changing the system is not an easy thing to do. Changing people's minds is not an easy thing to do. But if you aren't in this for the long term, then get in and get out. I mean, fine. Go and, you know, get rich and move to some island nation, as Mark suggested that you do earlier. But if you actually do care about freedom and you do care about liberty for the rest of the world and for the rest of society, for those that want it, then your best bet is still in New Hampshire as far as getting together with others.
It's the biggest problem because, you know, altruism and liberty are not compatible philosophies, period. The best intentions are what drive statists to do what they do. If you're in liberty for an altruistic purpose, then you're in it for the wrong reasons, as far as I'm concerned, because then you're just trying to tell other people how to live their lives.
Anybody else is free to pick a ruler if they want to pick a ruler. So I don't think that a true libertarian would tell someone else how to live their life. We tend to be objecting towards being told how to live our lives. And so we say, hey, leave us alone. We'll leave you alone.
So the old statist argument about the Free State Project in particular then is, why did you choose a state? Like, why would...
Because New Hampshire is the freest of all of the 50 states, and so it's a good starting point.
Why
didn't
you just go to a middle of nowhere and build your own society from the ground up?
Well, there are some people who are starting to talk about doing that. We've heard about Liberland, for instance. We had Yedlika on...
Yedlika.
Yedlika. I think it was Yedlika.
Whatever it is.
He was on with us at Anarchapulco. Very nice guy, the president of Liberland, which is a plot of land in between Serbia and Croatia that is about 3 square kilometers, I believe.
About that.
And there's nothing there. It's a swamp, basically. partially. And at some point, maybe there will be something there. And that's very interesting. Right now, dealing with the government of Croatia arresting them when they go onto that plot of land, sort of off and on. Maybe they won't be arrested this time, but they might be arrested next time. I mean, you never really know. So they're unfortunately having to fight the state in that particular case, yep. Even though no state supposedly claims that particular land. The state of Croatia says, well, we say you can't cross into that land from our land. And further, you can't cross into that land from Serbia either.
The funny thing about that, they don't actually say it. So Croatia claims the airspace around Liberland.
Mm.
And, you know, it's legit, right? Like, they claim all of that. It's completely legitimate.
It's legit as any other gang with guns.
But this is the conundrum that people used to throw at libertarians. Well, what if somebody bought all the property around your house? How would you get in and out?
Yeah, that's what they're having trouble with. Let's go to Doug. He's been waiting patiently in Philadelphia. Doug, are you listening on the radio in Philly?
Yes. Hey, my name is Doug. I just aired live with another station in another region, and the guy was very helpful. He said, Doug, why don't you just get a lawyer? I was in a situation, our time was short. I was in a situation where I had to record a judge tell me that he's just going to throw me in jail if I could prove you commit a crime. And I said, well, how are you going to do that? Well, so you're going to go outside, we're just going to pull you over, and when you get to court, I'm going to be the judge. So the other radio guy, he didn't understand that part. And when I got to court, I told him on the tape, I said, look, I'm just going to say, I know you. We had this conversation at your house the other day that you're going to be the judge and false arrest me. So then he gets
you were at a judge's
defender,
house?
No, in chambers. Anyway, he gets the public defender, and the public defender says, Judge, I recommend you put him in jail for 50 years so you don't have to flee to a non-extradite country like Brazil. So then they throw me in jail, and they say, we can only hold you in jail 6 months. I am at a Trenton locked facility called Trenton Psych Hospital, and they have a mailbox downstairs. The guy said, well, why don't you just mail somebody? The cafeteria lady, Sally, says, Doug, I'm watching the mailbox, and she opens it with a key and reads my mail so nobody can know about this, and I have affidavits from all the guys. It's unbelievable, I know. But I put it all, Doug, S-I-T-T-E-L.
Yeah, we've asked you to not call and promote your YouTube channel on multiple occasions. We told you if you do it again, you're going to be asked to not call back.
This is new, different information.
S-I-T-T-E-L, Doug, YouTube upload.
That sounds like a conspiracy.
That's enough of that.
Sounds like you have a trouble, friend. You need to take away from the globalists. You need to get away and stop being evil with your evil ways. Anyway, not the right show. I think you missed.
I don't even want to thank him for that call. Doug, you're not allowed to do that again, and I'm going to give you your last warning at this point. So in case you weren't clear, you're not allowed to call and incessantly plug your YouTube channel because it's boring and nobody really wants to go and listen to these things. They can't even know for sure whether it's actually what you say that they are, which you say there's some sort of evidence of this, you know, malfeasance and corruption, which I don't doubt could possibly exist.
He can't get out any mail, but he can post his YouTube videos. Okay.
Right. Well, no, he's referring to old YouTube videos that have been posted there. But apparently he can call us on, you know, without using collect calls.
He's been calling more than 6 months.
He certainly has. Yeah, absolutely. Because we banned him for a couple months because he just kept repeating himself over and over again. It's always the same content, always the same call. So if you call with the same crap next time, Doug, you will be banned. Thank you for the call, I guess. Anyway, let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so my mother just signed up for 3 bottles of that galactose molecule.
Oh, we're getting an update from Sarah on her network marketing strategies.
Okay, so what happened?
So,
her
know,
mom signed up for the auto ship program.
Right, it's an auto ship. She gets over $100, one for my sister, one for my dad, one for
Now, wait, I thought you weren't signing up as a distributor of this thing, whatever it is, this mystery miracle panacea product.
Well, I am not, but she my mom signed up as a consumer, as a customer.
So wait a minute. Is she signing up under you, under the person who is sort of above you, or does she sign up underneath you?
Well, somebody that I know. She signed up under my friend.
So you lost out, right? So you lost out on getting the commission off of your mom's auto ship. Do you feel like you've missed out on something?
You haven't?
No, because I don't want any of that, you know?
I see.
That's why I don't roll, you know? Yeah. I don't need all that. So I think she's going to get 10 points.
Wow, points.
For the next product.
Oh, boy. So for those that are just tuning in, Sarah has recently discovered the world of network marketing, and there's a product that, I don't know what it is, some kind of superfood or whatever it is that they're calling it. It's going to fix all that ails you, and she's really taken to the product. She's a big fan of it. She's trying to spread the word about it, but she hasn't signed up as a distributor.
The difficulty here, Sarah, the best warning I can give you is generally... This is certainly not true every single time with every single company, but generally when it comes to a network marketing company, their products are hyped more than they deliver, and you could have gotten more by spending less without having all the weird commitment things that go in there and all
like
the hard
auto shipper.
Pressure. Yeah, the hard pressure sales and all that stuff.
It's called a glyconutrition, by the way, that particular
whatever
nutrition.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, glyco, I think it stands for, like, sugar or saccharide. I don't know. I have to...
She doesn't really know, but she's going to eat it.
I don't know. But the thing about it is that... Well,
and tell others to eat it.
Well, if it's good enough for my family, I'm recommending it to everybody, really, because I pick it. And so, but my thing is that I just told them that they'll try it for 6 months, and if it doesn't, you know, change anything, they could always cancel out over the phone.
Now, what is it that your mom is spending per month on the AutoShip program?
The thing is, she has diabetes, and my sister, she's 42, and her diabetes gotten worse.
Now
this is supposed to help. And my dad has mental illness.
If it does help, then that's great. I'm not saying it won't. I don't know what the product is. I don't know anything about it. But what is it? What is it she paying? What is she paying per month for the AutoShip? You said 3 bottles per month?
Three bottles, I think $38 per bottle.
Per bottle, so $100, $100-something dollars per month to get this. And you got to try it for 6 months, so you're in for $600 to see if this treatment works. I mean, maybe it will work. I don't know. Sarah, thanks for the call.
You can cancel anytime you want to.
There you go.
But then you won't know whether it works.
Sign me up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks for the call.
That's the problem, is that when they tell you 6 months, now they've, wham, you're in for $600.
See, they should sign, Sarah to sign up, help promote some of these ICOs. I think she'd be,
email me at marketfreetalklive.com. I'll sell you radio ads that'll work in 2 years.
Maybe the guy in the crazy house should hire Sarah. We'll see you tomorrow. Freetalklive.com. Doug Siddle.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.